Hello, Jim. How you doing, sir? Hey, Jim. I take it you cannot hear me.
I can hear you, and I was
Okay.
muted. Can you
Okay.
hear me now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, fantastic. Let me get this thing set up a little bit here first.
All righty.
Here we go. I was going to go over to the Norwood Library today, but unfortunately, I've got somebody coming to the house at
Okay.
noon, so it's going to take me a little bit too long to get home from the meeting.
Okay,
So
there we go.
I'm just
Hi,
doing the
Steve.
Zoom today. I
There you
appreciate the
go.
ability to do the Zoom, frankly.
Definitely.
Hope I've seen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve, for doing the Zoom on top of the meeting.
No, my pleasure.
Oh, you're talking about the guy on the left. So it's just right there.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy on the left, yeah. How many do you usually
Sorry,
have
as usual, things start a little bit
dialing?
late.
Hi, so last time I had a night meeting, I'm at the link. Look, maybe you can change the buttons.
Me push this thing away a little bit.
Okay.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Okay, so in my normal thing of lacking anything to talk about,
Well, at least I gave you some machines.
we
Got
decided
some
to do an install fest.
up in Dayton with that mixed group. They do an install fest, probably not as often. This is back in the early 2000s when it was hard. They usually go to Sinclair, go to the basement, it's in the square. And they invite everyone to do that. And there was a out there off of Harshman Road where the Raspberry Pi meetings, they had one there, but it was so crowded that.
Multi-threaded install.
But I guess back in the day when Linux was harder to install, you had to. They wanted people to get into it,
Don't
and
know
that
what that
was.
day was, honestly.
Well, they kept
I mean,
talking about back in the day it was harder to
when I was reinstalling Windows 3.1.1 on a nearly weekly basis, it still took me less time to install Red Hat.
Linux. Well, I'm just telling you what they told
If
me
you did
back
have a
in the
headache,
day
like the
was.
laptop that went into standby mode, that stopped the install.
The assumption that people had was that to install Linux, you had to open a terminal and start with the ensign left bicycle pedal control asteroid punch.
Let's see.
I'll take your word for
The only thing I could think of the issue was that far back. I
don't
remember installing Slackware, what gave me issues.
know what this is going to
This
do,
was
but we're
back in
going to
like the
give something a try.
mid-90s. Well, I'm talking early 90s.
Because Linux came out, what, in the 90s? Linux Torvald when he did his
90, it was 90 or 91.
91, and then he put it out
So
on the
what we're going to be
internet. So have
using
fun.
to
If you need support, don't call me.
share,
It
I'm
was,
sorry.
well, as it got out there,
It was
share when people
What we're
built
going to
into it, it
be
got more
using to
robust.
do
It's
this
like more
install
brain.
is
Yeah, people got
Ventoy.
involved. Yeah, they started adding drivers. Yeah.
Ventoy is,
Well, I was just saying, I had
here,
pretty
let
bad
me share a
in the early
different
days.
thing.
It wasn't like Microsoft DOS or any Windows where you format the drive as a single partition. You actually had to create your partitions for like the OS, the swap, and the so you had to build like basically three partitions minimum for Linux to install. And it wasn't automated. You couldn't just set numbers
Hi,
to
Dave.
how big of a,
Hi, Dave.
You had to really know what you were doing at a granular level.
Well, and it was like you had no frame of reference of like how big the block, how big the,
It was called guesstimations.
yeah. How much of the drive do you want to be what?
Can you hear me, Steve?
What I understand with the Apple, and I'm not an Apple person, they lock you down.
Well,
You don't have
kind
a
of
lot of flexibility.
No,
You can't
that
go
is
in.
Now
that's
absolutely the
interesting.
case.
They lock. I mean, it's very dependable
You
and
don't touch
everything,
Darwin for
but you
anything.
can't.
Do you see me?
And Darwin
Yes.
controls all of
Okay.
which is basically like
But I'm trying to share a
yeah,
screen and
Darwin's
it's being silly. There
the
we go.
under engine for the Mac or
Okay.
the
That's
Apple.
the Darwin is the original. Isn't that the original Unix part, the PHP part?
So
Probably.
You can see I've got an SDA here, which is currently mounted at Media Steve Ventoy. SDA 1 and SDA 2 is a Ventoy thumb drive. Got a pile of these things. I don't know if y'all can see me now or not. Ventoy lets you do really easy installs. Show you what's on it. It has just a pile of ISO files in it. Acronis True Image and Avast Free Antivirus. Well, that's an executable, not an ISO. But Tiny Core, FreeDOS, they're just ISO files. You copy an ISO file to the root partition on this thing.
Yeah.
And when it boots, it gives you a menu. It's very cool, very nice. Also very easy to keep a bunch of these things synchronized. We've got, I've got five of them. And there's
What software is it that you're running to install that stuff on the thumb drives?
It's Ventoy. Ventoy? No, it's not.
Okay.
Ventoy.net.
Don't use Rufus.
Yes. Rufus is fine. Rufus makes one thing.
Okay.
Ventoy lets you multi-boot lots of stuff. Ventoy.net. Very cool thing.
See, you're telling me something. Because I online, they talk about Rufus.
Rufus is fine if you're running Windows. It doesn't run in Linux.
To install Mint, because you need to.
Right. If you're running Windows, you can run Rufus, and Rufus lets you take an ISO and burn it to a thumb drive.
Okay.
There are dozens of ways of writing an ISO to a thumb drive, but Ventoy doesn't have you doing that. Ventoy just is a thumb drive. You copy ISOs onto it and then boot off of it.
Okay.
So your thumb drive has to be big enough for your ISO.
Yes.
So you want to install.
Most ISOs are 4 gigs or so, and this one's 128.
Can you do multiple boots?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, that's the cool part of this.
So you want to install Ventoy before you start your boot drive.
Are those live ISOs?
They're pretty much anything. I mean, this one, I've got Windows 11 on here, Windows 10, two different Ubuntus, two different Linux Mints.
But I mean, you can run the operating system off the USB
without
installing it.
Yes.
See, well, when I started
not Windows 11, but
when I started this trip, I put together a desktop machine, and I got a bunch of sleds and pad of hard drives from ITT where I was teaching at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They were going out, and so that way I could just swap out hard drives to try new Linux distributions. Now you can do it off of USB. You couldn't do it then. That software didn't exist.
Well, I was going to say, you can do it with certain distros that do live booting. Not all of them do that.
That is true.
Use this too.
Yeah, and then there are things like Puppy that not only run off of a thumb drive, but they're also
RAM only.
They write back to the thumb drive.
Yeah,
they can be persistent.
I use that a lot to check.
Okay, so this little machine here, that fits nicely in that image, is a Dell 7440.
Back up the mic focus a little bit. On your screen behind you, you can see.
What's the one with the big screen?
Nope.
This one? This is a Dell 7440.
7440.
And I'll show you what Ventoy looks like when it boots up. It's impressive. Another thing that I recommend, if you're going to get a bunch of thumb drives,
label them.
Oh yeah.
And label them on the up side. Most laptops, all the drives or all the USBs are in the correct orientation.
I once saw a proof
about the upside
that whenever you inserted a USB 2 drive, you had to turn it twice.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Okay.
No matter where you started, you had to turn it twice.
So this one already has Linux on it, but it's going to have Linux again. So I'm hitting F12. You get the message up here that it's going to go into the boot options.
How's the keyboard on the
7440? You want to try it? Come on up. So, okay, I can't see it here. So give me a moment. So this thing boots Eufy and can do secure installs if what you're dealing with does. So there we go. And Ventoy boots up and gives you a menu of all of the ISOs on the thumb drive. It is exceptionally cool.
That is neat.
And it builds the menus dynamically. I don't have to create a text file that says, I put this file in there and create a menu entry for it. It scans the drive and gives you that listing. And I can't read this thing upside down. So let's go for Mint. And where are we at? Actually, let me do something.
This looks like my older one. But that's a nice size screen.
How do I get this thing to show me my screen? I tried that. It doesn't want to. Well, that's a little better. I still can't read it. So what am I on? Do I need to go up or down?
Clonezilla Live 2.7.
Okay, so got to go down pretty far. And as you can see, it scrolls. I think it's one of these longer ones.
Which one are you looking for?
Linux Mint.
Cinnamon. It says VMware.
VMware? Oh, okay.
Ubuntu's up there. System Rescue.
I don't
see Partius.
I don't see any PEO,
Linux Mint. There you go.
Okay.
There's Cinnamon Mate. Your mate's below.
So you're on Cinnamon.
Right, I'm on Cinnamon. Okay. We hit enter and it does its thing. It boots that ISO just like I had used Rufus to install the ISO to the thumb drive. But I haven't wasted on this thumb drive 124 gigs of space.
I like this.
Oh, really?
That thing's
ancient.
I know, but it's got a bigger screen.
That still has a spinning 160 gig hard drive in it. Yeah.
Well, that's fixable.
I'm starting to bring like three or four of those if anybody's interested. I've got.
Yeah, who doesn't have a pile of those?
Four of them have good batteries. Dell. One has a brand new battery.
You have 5500s with new batteries?
Yes.
That's impressive.
What's the CPU?
A 2.53 dual core Intel.
Lawrence. That's what I thought.
And you are
Mike.
And I know that because it's the same exact
name. You're Mike.
Yes.
Vector.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Family from Reading.
Doing a live install.
Right. That's my lineage.
Right.
Upside down and in reverse.
In the military, you were in Washington, or
I was in Washington when I was born. My dad was in the military at that point.
My friend's Jim Beck.
No, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
Jim Beck.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in 4 or 5 years.
I'd love to chat with them even by phone.
So at this point, it's just the standard install.
Pretty established.
Okay, sorry, I got to turn this.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of Bechtolds here, but I have no idea who they are.
Yeah. There's a park there in the
government. Yeah, I've been there.
His mother and donated the land.
Is that what happened? Okay.
Indian Hill Roots, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty established, well-known, prominent family, fairly proud. So,
continue. It asks what language. And luckily, those are all good. What's it asking? I can't. Doing this backwards and upside down.
It's too weird.
Wait. No, I don't.
There
you go. So your orientation is back.
Okay.
Point of perspective on it.
Okay, there we go. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to do the network connection right now. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get a meeting for November and December.
Yeah.
So I think those are going to be web only.
Are you going to the library?
No, I didn't. So currently this already has Mint on it and we're just going to wipe that out.
So what's hobbled you?
Head-on collision with a drug-impaired driver.
Oh, that'll do it. When was this?
Last November.
Oh, wow, that's when I got COVID last November.
Yeah, six surgeries. Yeah.
Fractured all hip and all this?
No, the hip was fine. The upper leg is fine. The tibial plateau at the top, it was broken into multiple pieces. There's two pieces of titanium that the surgeon put in to pull it together, and he put in 11 screws.
And it's there permanently.
That's permanent. There's another piece down here that's permanent, which has six screws, and then there's three screws left in the foot.
I've got titanium bands in the bottom of when he did tendon transfers, and so my feet are locked because I had dropped feet, not knees, so you can see them on the x-ray.
I have a dropped foot here.
Oh, do you really? Is that why you have this brace?
That's why I have the brace.
So this is going to be chronic stuff you deal with the rest of your life.
Probably.
So this thing has already been copying files while I've been putting in the user information. So off it goes. It's handy that way. This has a M.2 drive in it, I think. 7440. So 2.5-inch drive or M.2?
Right.
Okay, never mind that. 2.5-inch drive.
I know the next model is a M.2.
So you're doing physical therapy and all that stuff?
Yeah, and somewhere around the 7450, they got rid of the docking station slot that's been there forever, and upgrading to USB-C was not an upgrade.
So November, so it's
going on a year. I hate those things.
But you know what? I'm here.
Yeah, there are docking stations for that.
You got to count your blessings.
Yep.
Great.
Yes, they are.
I don't know if it's has anything to do with USB-C.
I was telling Barry, I've had chronic osteoarthritis, virtual pain.
It has to do with there being like 28 little tiny pins inside of that connector.
And
then saying, oh, we can use those to send 100 watts of power through. No, you can't.
It's still a battle every day. When they did that, I'm 61, and I came to this earlier because I've never been
for the engineers.
We got to work to stay able bodied.
They work like a week.
And unless you're afraid,
freaking out, and then they fried the Dells half the time. So I mean, we had to send them like three more Dells.
A lot of these geriatrics
and like 15 docking stations in like 6 months.
This stuff's always been around.
But yeah,
people didn't live.
Yeah, we get the same thing.
So all these geriatric things are coming to light because people died when they were still.
So you're not my D610
50 years ago.
Huh? Yeah. You are
still using my D610.
Damn.
Oh yeah, I got one. I
still have a D400 somewhere. It works. Do you need another 610?
There's a lot of numbness.
I think I've got a couple up in one of the training rooms.
So the blood flow is getting better.
I have.
Good to have spirits.
Yeah, I probably got 60 laptops that aren't being used at work. And these things, these 5510s, they are 5500s. These things weigh a ton. You'd probably appreciate these. They've got serial.
Built like a tank.
They are solid. And one screw to take the bottom off and get to the stuff, which is handy. That one still has the original 160 gig spinning Hitachi drive. And the battery is absolutely crap.
It does work off the adapter. Nope. It has enough power off the adapter run.
Oh, yeah.
Back then they did. Now they're
just so done. There we go. It's done. Restart now. And that's pretty much it. The install. Press enter. Pull that. Oh, anybody else want to do an install? One thing I recommend on installs is enable the drive encryption. I think that's a very good thing. Also recommend that you create a system administrator account and create your own account after that. It tends to save heartache at some point in the future when things aren't working right. And
but by default, because I just installed mine the other day, it wasn't asking me to set up an admin first. They just asked, "Who are you?"
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I think that the first time it asks that, you should put in an admin user and then create other accounts from there.
But they screwed rods into the bone and then connected them with tubes and clamps.
Yes.
To keep everything until the skin could heal enough.
It depends. So one of the reasons for doing that is if you have multiple people using it or server with shares, then you can get user IDs correct so that network shares work properly.
This looks a lot more traumatic. Like
teeth hair and sunglasses all over the cement.
Yeah, yuck. What?
I said teeth hair and sunglasses all over the cement.
It's wrecked in last November. So did the guy die that hit you? Or?
No, he got thrown into the street. He did not have a seatbelt on.
So he probably wished he would have died.
He's disappeared.
Oh, he disappeared.
No.
Yeah.
Let's try the MacBook.
Yeah, he was in worse shape than we were.
Yep. Have you got the power supply for this thing?
As bad as this looks, none of this was life threatening.
So I've got an extra extension cord.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, this is one of the magnetic ones.
He was on drugs. Yeah. He was not on alcohol.
So he thought he was good. So he just disappeared.
There was a warrant out for his arrest.
Off
the radar screen. As far as we
know. I was kind of worried.
He was 23.
Okay, just a dumb drug addled kid.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to try to install on it. Not connected to the internet. Malware bytes? Really? No, this is a Mac.
He's never done a Mac install.
I didn't see the glowing out.
This is my dad's obsolete MacBook.
What that?
It's at least 10 years old.
No support.
That's what Apple, we went to the Apple store. They said for our definition, it's obsolete. It's outlived its.
Go spend another $2,000.
Well, it was like $1,000 for.
But they still want it as a trade.
Yeah.
Take it off the market.
For $100 or $120.
Okay.
I said, I'll take it and see if we can install.
Ubuntu works on some.
You have to hold down on a Mac to tell it. I want to.
Is it F10 button? Maybe?
You have to hold down the button and then you hit.
I have no idea. It's like the blind leading the blind.
Go Google it or Yahoo it.
Yeah, there's a.
Yeah, that's hardware. It'll continue to do that no matter what's installed on it.
I've got the other Latitude. He's got a. I got a new drive for it. A SATA drive.
The option key.
Okay.
I've got an E. 6410.
I've got another thing I've got to ask him. I've got a brother. I did something in the summer. It doesn't matter whether it's Windows or Linux. My printer, it works. If you do desk prints, but the drives get stuck in the spool bits. It's in the queue. So
that happens with my wife's Apple.
Some formats or all formats?
Everything.
Okay.
But the printer works. If you do test prints and everything, it works fine. So I did something because it doesn't matter if it's Windows or.
Well, I'm not talking what it's coming from. I'm saying, does it do PDFs? Does it do text files?
It doesn't do anything. Okay. You can see it. It says it's in the queue. And it says it sends it over and everything.
Ah, there we go.
How's it connected?
Through the Wi-Fi. So I've been working on it periodically, but I've been pulling
so
my
what,
hair.
So what OS are you running?
It doesn't work in Windows
okay.
or Linux. It does the same thing.
What do you want on this thing?
I've used Mint before. I like it. I've used Ubuntu before. I like the look and feel of Mint better than Ubuntu, but I'm open to suggestions.
So what do you want on this thing?
Sounds like he wants Mint.
Yep. Which one? Cinnamon or Mate? It booted this, so I think it'll go further.
Yeah. I read a lot of good things about Cinnamon, but...
But that's the one that has more hardware requirements, doesn't it?
Yeah, but this is on a Macintosh. It should be okay.
It's a 10-year-old Macintosh.
Yeah.
Why don't we try it? What the hey?
Yeah. And again, you can install both. You can install the Mate environment. Or Mate, or whatever it's called.
Mate, so I've been reading since... Is Mate disappearing or getting phased out? Or
No.
Okay.
It's its own project.
Okay.
It's its own project.
So I get not a secure boot platform, 14. I don't know what that means.
I'm going to use this basically to print and look at emails, keep very basic stuff.
But
so I want to...
Linux doesn't care.
It's the
print
boot software on the Mac is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
The old ones were 32-bit, and then at some point they went to 64-bit. I've got a Mac Pro at home.
Okay.
It's the old 32-bit. I can't put anything past 10.7.5.
Is it Mate or Mate?
Okay.
Or
Mate.
Mate.
But I'm trying to install Mint, and it doesn't care about that. And it seems to have stopped at this point.
Yeah, I'm looking at the how to turn off secure boot Mac. Wait a second.
I just want to use it for basic stuff and print. I'm not a high-end user. I don't game or any of that stuff. So I did it in the summertime, Don. I did something. I tried everything in the world, standing on my head, whistle Dixie.
You sacrifice a red chicken?
Everything.
Did you ruin it? Because that could be a problem.
Put stones in the middle of a crossroad during a full moon.
Excellent.
So have you got this set to dual boot?
I've never used the machine. My dad.
Command R.
It's my dad's.
And you can go in with
I have no security. I've never turned it on. I've never used it.
Okay. Command R.
Up at the top under utilities, you'll find startup security utility.
So anyway, I've worked on it periodically since the summer, and I just threw my hands up and said, I'm going to have a stroke. So.
Don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
Don't do that. It's not worth it.
But I do test prints and everything. Printer works
flawlessly.
And it's an old, it's a brother. I love that Steve recommended it to me.
Can you ping it?
I've never tried to ping. It's this printer right here. I love the printer. Basic black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It uses a powder toner. So
Yeah, so it doesn't get
dried out.
Yeah. I've got a.
And he said, I've never gone wrong with brother printers. So I bought a brother printer.
I tried to
get 2740. Yeah.
It's a good, it does everything. It's black and white.
I might have one of those. I don't know.
It doesn't dual side, which I don't care. But I've done all this, you know, this is my
duplex stuff. Is handy.
Yeah.
we've got an HP 2420, which was like 2006. But like that, it's a laser. It's full duplex.
Okay.
It's using like 20 pages a minute.
Yeah.
And it's bulletproof. It's not one of the newer ones that's cheap crap.
I wanted a basic machine to pay.
Yeah.
He said, I love
okay. printers. Utilities?
Anything wrong.
Yeah. Go into utilities and go down to secure boot.
I have firmware password, network utility, and terminal.
Not when they're showing. Are you starting from your USB stick or
from? No, this is starting from OS X. It's OS X utilities.
Because this is
you get to take any narcotics to
not anymore.
That's good.
No.
Not anymore. No, I got
this is
I got hooked.
Not and Mac OS utilities. This is OS X utilities
during my surgeries.
But
I could tell I was getting dependent. This
let's
is
see.
I was
see. Look at.
But I was craving it, even though the pain was, I can tell it's getting, they
well,
take
what,
me off.
What I didn't notice any craving, but when I tried to just drop it,
yeah,
I got the sickest I'd ever been in my life.
Yeah, I loved it because I slept so good.
Yeah.
And I love that. I felt like
I have a you know, disc utility.
You need to sleep to heal.
Yeah. So I got addicted to that really good sleep.
Yeah.
Well, which, look another place because that was just the first one.
That was back when I was this was before, you know, all the opioids and SAC
yeah,
were and all
yeah,
that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
OxyContin. This was back in the
it was version 1.0 yeah. and then in parentheses 216.
My PCP put me on a 6-week.
Well, there's one on my
slow with
GitHub site that has the same issue.
I'm off it and I'm damned if I'm going back.
It blocked me up too, dried my guts out.
Yeah, it does that. It does that.
Fun fact,
which version
of Imodium is an opioid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't do very well at relieving pain.
What version
does block you up?
Yeah, and then
current 20.2.3 or 20.3.
But everyone's raised the price so damn high. Because I get occasional problems, I think. An Imodium every week or 2 weeks. It works really well. But you used to be able to buy a bottle of 90 at Costco. Now you have to go behind the pharmacy
and buy 24 pills.
You can only buy one pack a day.
This is
a pack a day.
Why is
MacBook
that?
Air.
Using it?
They're buying it and they're extracting it.
They're using it.
They're limiting your malpurchases.
So somehow they,
and this and looks like a surprisingly tiny drive.
And,
oh, wait a minute.
And the price is
maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Except at Costco. You can buy 24 tablets.
120 gig drive in this.
77
okay. That's not so bad.
Packs. Now they're like $7 for this. You go to like Kroger or Walgreens, it's $7.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a whole
bunch of 90
tablets.
I put 120s in a lot of stuff.
Oh,
they're
I
mean, that's faster to image.
Said, you can't yeah.
And
keep
when people go,
and she said it was
all I did was download a couple of images from Facebook, and it says the drive's full. I'm like, yeah, don't do that.
Someone else is saying it works if your disk was made with Rufus.
You
yeah.
mm. had to show
mm.
my
costume. Which is what I've got in my bag. You want to try it?
Sure.
Hey, Rufus.
Yeah.
Come here.
I don't know. Who knows? Because
they limit your
yeah,
sure.
The cold
medicine. And there was a
one version that worked.
The gray kind of liquid.
Didn't lock up. We're trying with one that actually an install directly from the thumb drive. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, that is one that OS said, OS 10 machines have a BIOS, do they?
Sort of. I mean, they have to have something that initializes hardware and
after the Sackler thing.
Yeah, but if you get a Raspberry Pi, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
So they settle
it's on the hard drive.
Billions of dollars.
That's what I read.
Oh, it is.
There's a Raspberry Pi firmware update utility.
Yeah.
And you can tweak it and make it do interesting things, like make it boot from a thumb drive or boot from the network. That's on the pie.
So the family's going to be reduced in billions, but eventually.
What was it? Option R to make it?
Yeah. Option R. Just like the tobacco, you know, they pay those billions out. They can't be sued. So they peddle their cigarettes.
On the Pi 4,
wherever else.
If you've got a monitor that stays on when it first boots up, you can see it. Just a real quick screen.
All the schools that came from the state portion of that tobacco money.
Heck, even your light bulbs have BIOS on it. I said, even your light bulbs have BIOS on it.
Yeah.
So a lot of this,
that's a problem.
Depending on your wealth index, you'd have to pass so many mills.
I got a friend that plays with that stuff. That's the only reason I know.
Or they would
eat a tough on it.
Lion's share of it. Just drop the pass.
I would no more put a smart.
That's how they rebuild a lot.
A nest or a smart bulb in my house. Then.
I mostly agree with you.
It was so expensive.
My girlfriend Marla has a pile of smart light bulbs. And it is kind of interesting to have Alexa turn on the lights and stuff and do schedules and things. Yeah, I don't know. Was it option R? Because that didn't work. Option or command R.
Engineering and usefulness as far as that MAVA stairs and all that stuff for handicapped people.
Volume 78, chapter 115.
Press the option key and hear the startup sounds and bring you to the startup manager.
He needs the boot menu, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather be stick. Just command, wasn't it?
Yeah, command R.
Command
Or who's... option command R or shift option command R. What the hell?
Yeah, it's
don't you love the little summaries they give you sometimes in Google, and you go, well, wait a minute, let's open this up and find out what the bloody...
Well, that's why you have clubs to mess around and fix it.
You know, you got 30 years worth of hardware. I've changed the setting a few times.
Yeah.
So you're buying the second year this.
Yeah, but for a lot of people, that just makes buying new ones painful. I got used to the way this one worked. There were some advantages to my 286. It booted in 9 seconds.
This week, a video with a guy who's still using an Amiga to run his business.
And then you go to 480s. Remember that? That
was Amiga was a average time, I guess.
Oh, yes, it was.
I went to buy one. I couldn't find any for sale. There was a guy that I used to know who...
No. This was a guy that
did
some
consulting.
Sort of
and
vacation
somebody
spot.
Called him.
Somebody
to
I saw one a while back.
Guy reinstall some software or whatever.
His point of sales in a mechanic shop.
So he walks down.
What?
He goes down to this customer in Kentucky and he says, you know, what do you need done? He says, where's your server? He says, we don't have one. He says, you have to have a server. You know, I'm hooked up. It's right here. He says, we never had one. They redid, refurbished the place when we moved in 7 years ago. It was behind the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it had run flawlessly for 7 years on Novell.
Behind the wall.
Behind the wall.
That's like the Wizard of Oz, the wizard behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Don't look behind the curtain.
The first Novell box I ever worked on was a Packard Bell.
Yeah, I remember those.
And I mean, it was a piece of crap computer.
Mm-hmm.
And the memory was failing, and Novell was just mapping around it and happily continuing on. It was amazing.
That was a good system.
That was why, I mean, at the time I was working for PC upgrades and the guy's like, can you work on this thing? I'll work on anything, dude, if you pay me.
Yeah.
And so I go out and it's like, oh, I've never seen one of these before, but I got memory for a Packard Bell. It was weird zigzag memory modules.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You got something.
Okay, this is not the choose a boot device.
Press the return key.
Or escape if I want you to shut up. I don't want to continue on.
Shut up.
Ciao, Mom.
Zip sips or something.
That's the
zip sips. I was
in
the lid line, but the pins were alternated pins were bent.
Yeah.
I guess we're
going to okay, it isn't Command R. That's
these other instructions are saying just hit Option when you hear the startup sounds and you can get the startup manager.
Okay, we'll give that a try. Yeah, it was like take a standard dip, run all the pins off one side, and then bend one left, two right, three left, four right. They were, there we go. Okay. Oh, interesting. Now it shows multiple EFI boots. Hmm. Hey.
Hey. Got to.
The most elegant machine I ever owned was a Power Mac.
Is that right?
Yeah. They were physically gorgeous. They fun and easy to work on. You could upgrade them.
So do you want to wipe this drive or try to?
Just go ahead and click.
Okay.
It's got my dad's stuff on it. I have no reason. I don't need it anymore. I've already transferred. He's got an age. He's 82. He's got dementia. He's highly functioning, but no one's going to, I got my name spelled backwards. And I, you know, he thinks he's got the world cool. And he says, Dad, you need a better password than that. Well, why?
Better than Bob?
Yeah. But, yeah.
I use the same 4-character password for everything.
Do you?
Yen sign, left bicycle pedal, control asteroid, punt. Don't you have a punt key?
I'm getting systems that want, you can't repeat a letter.
Yep. Yeah, and the more rules that they put in there on how difficult your password is makes it that much easier.
The one I do like is the one that says you can't have the same old password. You have to change it.
Mm-hmm.
That will I agree with.
Love the drive.
Same old password one. Oh, now it's February. Same old password two.
We were doing something.
But March,
same but long time it was like if I had
on the floor in the
cat bomb something. If it sees so many characters repeat anywhere in the previous password, it denies.
Now, Windows doesn't. I'd like to find out how, because I mean, I set up a lot of users with one specific password, and I see that same password number 12, number 13, number 14.
Well, how do you see that? Are you looking at the yellow sticky end of the keyboard?
Yeah. No, when I go to their desk and say, okay, I need you to type in your password. Oh, it's just autumn 2021. Thanks.
Well, it's okay. In our office, our password to get into all the machines in the building, it's still 2020. They said they changed it to 2021, only they didn't send the IT guys around to actually do it. I'm the one who still has admin.
Put all that stuff in there.
Careful. Good thing it's magnetic. I don't know how good your battery is.
Yeah. I
don't break the thumb drive, please.
Here.
So I'll never think of that. I charged it before it came.
Yeah.
Then it should be fine. Just...
Okay.
What happened to your cord, Mike?
It's just deteriorated. That was that way when I got the machine. Use a password.
Yeah, cat.
I am real curious why they don't use this. I think this is one of the coolest little charging things made. And my assumption is that when it falls behind the desk and sucks up a couple of staples and shorts out, bad things happen. But, you know, there are some things that just a warning should be enough. Don't short out the plug.
Hmm. Yeah, but the people you're dealing with don't understand short out.
There are also people that go look for ways to pursue insurance. Big companies.
Because that's a four after they do the type lock challenge.
Oh, the new ones are still magnetic, aren't they?
But now they're USB-C sort of thing. They're lightning. Yeah.
I don't like the C. I think I blew three Raspberry Pis with it. I think the adapter went bad.
Really?
Well, there are good and bad USB-C cables. There was a guy a couple of years ago who was showing which ones are actual USB-C and compliant and which ones would be, well, cheap.
Log in automatically.
I've got 25 Pis out in the field now. I've had zero problems with them.
Should I encrypt my home folder?
I think you should encrypt the entire drive.
Okay, well, it says encrypt my whole folder.
Okay.
So I'll encrypt the entire drive if you want, as long as it...
No, it's your toy.
Well, it said click it.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's copying files.
Okay.
So it didn't ask me to encrypt the whole drive. It just said encrypt the home folder.
Maybe I missed it. Okay, that's fine. Is that showing up there? Okay. Mint being installed on a MacBook. Mac Air or whatever.
So you think that is a good, that magnetic?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
It's great. Because of things like what just happened with you. Yeah. It pulled loose instead of breaking.
They went back to it with the new ones.
Are you sure?
That's what I've read.
Okay.
But I think it's a different type of electrical connector. Is it an inductor connector?
I have no idea. I'm not a Mac guy. You know, I did some of that, played with it, learned how it worked, and went back to Linux.
Seriously considering buying the new one just because of the
M1 chip?
Yeah.
Which now runs Linux.
They figured it out.
Yeah.
So when you first attached that magnet, it was green, and now it's kind of orange.
Yep, it's charging. Oh, it's because it said like 78% or something.
I charged it up on Thursday before I packed it up.
And it sees the charging stuff, 30 minutes until charged, 70-something percent.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know what to do with my light.
Apparently, you need Rufus to install Mint on the thumb drive. And yeah, this is 128 gigs, so it has 126 gigs wasted.
I agree with me too.
So you used Rufus instead of
Android? Yes. Yeah, this is Sandy's. And
okay.
It was a direct install. It's the first thing I've seen where Ventoy has failed.
Ventoy was the culprit there.
Possibly. Yeah, apparently.
Well, Apple.
There's probably a fix for it, but the first thing I saw is, well, I used Rufus and it worked.
I'm still going to learn about Ventoy because he's waxing about it.
Well, that's. There was another one thing besides Ventoy that was done just years ago, but there were certain OSs it didn't work with.
Yeah, and there's on Ventoy's website, there is a list of 800 things and distributions that it does work with.
Yeah.
They say from a hardware standpoint, everything Mac has really just solid stuff.
Mac has a lot of lockdown stuff. Like,
yeah, everything is.
You can take that drive out and put another one in. Or even if that drive is encrypted, as long as it's not tied to an Apple ID, you can log into Apple and it'll put the whole new OS on it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's got the Time Machine hard drive running, and he's got mild dementia. It works. You know, he doesn't have to think.
Well, what I found astonishing is, like, here I have my hardware. I don't know where to get the operating system. I can't go buy it anymore. I don't have a disk of it. But I can log into Apple through the BIOS and drop an OS on it.
Yep. Yeah, that is sweet.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
The catch was, it was encrypted and it was tied to the last user's Apple account, right? So that got.
No, really?
Yes. So it wouldn't let us smoke the partition.
I didn't know that it tied to a user. Okay.
Well, because she'd registered that device as hers with her Apple ID.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't let us smoke it. And we actually have, and as her, or call Apple and get Apple to put it back in the company's ID.
Yeah.
So that made me realize, oh, so what you're saying is we've deployed stuff to all the all this Apple stuff to different people and never put it on the corporate account first so that we could trump whatever they do. So we fixed that. But the side effect is now that I have one of those devices, I can't smoke it.
See, my dad, when he worked with AK Steel, they used, this is in the 80s, they used Apple. And I talked him into buying a 486 way back when. He never got used to the non-Apple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're hard to flip-flop.
Yeah.
I mean, he just...
It's like it was intentional or something.
I don't know if it was intentional. It's just a different mindset
of how they do stuff.
A lot of the things... Remember that one they had that was up? All the things that were patented or trademarked on a screen? I believe a little bit of that can involve, too.
You know, when I got started on this trip, I was using Windows, and you had to click on things with a mouse. And then I played with Apple to learn how to deal with that, and I figured out you had to click on things with a mouse. And then I started Linux, and you had to click on things with a mouse. And then I tried BSD, and you...
Yeah, I agree with you, but... Also, I had Logitech stuff that had one button, two button, three buttons. And when something didn't work, I could try the other button. The intuitive triple click on a Mac isn't. Well, of course you just keep clicking till it does what you want. No, I'm sorry. I learned long ago that an argument with a computer is pretty futile. You're going to lose if you continue to do the same thing that didn't work before.
F-E-U-D-A-L.
The way that I explained double click to people who are first time computer users is, ooh, ooh. That's what I want to do.
I can't even scan anymore. I can't scan or print any documents. Doesn't matter if it's, it won't even scan anymore.
What,
my printer?
Are you out of... No, wait a minute.
This is a brother.
Because HP won't let you scan if you're out of ink.
No, I got...
They just got sued for that.
Oh, they got sued for all kinds of crap.
I got
plenty of ink. This is...
They did break down the fact now they will sell you that...
printer. I love it.
I had a guy that's...
I did it in the summertime.
Okay, well, it appears to boot properly.
Now you need to create a user account.
Interesting.
Right to print,
Tom? I'll take it off.
Can you hand that back to Sandy? Thank you.
I think the lid is over there as well.
It's on it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. My Mac Pro does not have a supported browser available anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Firefox, nope.
Here's the.
Yep. One of the things I like about this is the one screw to open.
That
it.
Is cool.
I like that one's got a
magnesium case. The screw has a spring under it to keep it out of the way because when you take out the battery, I think you've got to take the battery out to.
Yeah, you do. I just went through this with my 6410.
No, you don't. It goes the other way.
Look at that.
Cast magnesium, and this thing is, I don't know, 20,000ths thick or so.
Look at the cooler.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I was really shocked that that had the same chip as the 5500.
It's a Core 2 Duo.
Something.
Oh, and this is one of the interesting things about this little laptop.
Yes,
it's a convertible. You can turn it upside or over.
40 DW.
So it's got automatic screw holding stuff.
Dry tone.
It's got big, strong magnets on both sides. I mean, seriously strong. Nice. This thing, if I open it up flat, I can stick it to a refrigerator.
Right here. That's great.
That's awesome. Well, at least I got something.
Is that Pata or SATA?
Try to.
SATA.
Yeah, Steve recommended that. It's what? Got an old slower drive on it.
Oh, yeah. This will speed your machine up.
Ridiculously.
It's the single cheapest thing you can do to a laptop, and it has the most impact on the speed.
Yeah, especially cheap now. Yeah. These things are down to under $30 for a 250 gig drive.
20,
yeah.
25 yeah. Bucks yeah. Or whatever it was.
Hmm?
They were 18.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get any at that price, but yeah.
Yeah, they went up. Those drives were really
nice. Oh, another thing I'd recommend you replace is this battery.
That's your
CMOS battery, and if it comes up and says, "Oh, we lost what the time," it's that.
You can get it's not a standard 2032. It's a Dell part. You can get them on eBay for like $7.
Okay, so let me write this down.
Why?
It is
it's dipped in plastic and has it's wires with a connector.
Yeah, it's heat shrink tubing.
Let's pull that Applejack.
What
I'll write it down. Mike said.
Oh, what battery? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'll write it.
It's still a standard one. Let's see.
Yeah, I'll write it down. I'll get a CMOS battery. Went down the
I just went through this with my 6310 or 6410.
It's coming back up.
Projector went down. Something went down.
Yeah, I hit. Bump the switch. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, that might have been a mistake.
I never.
So I'll write that down.
There we go.
You need a piece of paper?
I've got
it. I wasn't exactly sure how it came out. Here. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, and which way the drive had to be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know those batteries wear out. And it's important.
It works like USB too. You have to turn it twice.
Yeah, usually. If you're paying attention, it's only twice.
Well, the mechanical drives are thicker, so you have to kind of twist it a little bit up to get it to fit in the. It works fine. It just.
I've been there and done that. Forgot. Usually, I try to hold it onto the next drive before I set the other drive down.
Mm-hmm. It also helps if you've got a dozen of these things and you undo one while the next one is sitting there.
I usually don't have that many at a time. They'd be in pieces on the floor.
One of the advantages of this thing. Your battery's fully charged.
Is it? Yeah, I charged it up before it came.
You can rebuild these battery packs.
Really?
Yeah, this has two rows of, it has four 18650s in it.
It's just that simple.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, the last one.
I mean, disassembling this thing is ugly. I recommend an X-Acto saw. And just go around the
seam.
Yeah. But
the last one I bought was $13. Just like that.
Oh, well, that's not bad. In that case, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's cheaper than the 18650s.
I can't hear you.
Okay. I'm there.
Okay.
I've got one of those too.
So I need to, let me write this down. CMOS battery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go quite a few more
years. Okay.
eBay.
But like, I'll want to write it down just to eBay.
eBay, and it's like $7 or $8.
Another advantage on this one, I don't know if you realized it or not, there's this little slot back here.
Yes.
For a SIM card.
Oh, okay.
You can buy a little mini PCI card that goes inside, and then you can put a SIM card in this thing and get cell service. You also need to install some antennas on the screen, but you can buy that adapter pretty inexpensively.
So, what kind of battery?
It's a really CR2032.
Yeah.
But all you need to search on is CMOS battery, and then the model number of your laptop.
Yeah, 74. Yeah. I think it's a 74.
This is a 55.
55, okay.
This, I'm sorry, 6400.
6400.
Okay, yeah.
Had decent speakers.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about them.
Apropos of nothing, did anybody use any 4-foot fluorescent fixtures?
We threw a bunch of them to recycle.
And they paid like $1.75 per bulb to take them for heads of the recycling.
And you paid that.
Yeah, yeah. You have to pay that.
It was over $1,000.
So you
have to pay that.
Uninstalled some from somewhere. You're sitting on a boatload of them.
Close to a dozen. They came from the ceiling of the Walgreens. It's gotten converted.
So this time of day not set. That's because that CMOS battery is dead.
Okay, so I need a CMOS battery.
Yep. So
I figured I'd.
But it's $8.
Okay.
Use and there's a little in my basement. But
what happens is you got the battery. It's been dipped in heat shrink tube.
From the store.
There's two or three wires that come out of it to a connector.
The restore.
You just pry it. It's stuck.
Right now,
it's got a dual-sided tape thing. The battery is stuck into that slot, so you pry it out. You disconnect it. The new one has a peel-off.
So you
put that one back in and then plug it back.
I'm going to go buy it, and then the next meeting I'll bring it.
That's fine. I did this no more than 3 weeks ago. That's
why I would have known. I would have bought one today.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I've just replaced them with regular.
Pick it up, bring it next time, okay. we'll put it in for you.
Which will be, what, January instead of...
Yep.
Yeah.
It's relatively easy to strip the heat shrink off of this one.
Okay.
And just use a regular battery, and you can peel the pins off. The thing
How do you deal with the wiring?
You peel the pins off of the battery that's in here that have the wires already attached.
Is there soldering involved?
Yeah. They're welded. They're tabs welded to the coin cell that's in here. You use a pair of needle nose pliers and you peel those off. Now they've got all ugly rolled ends.
So what do you do?
Just put them against the sides and put heat shrink on it. It works for years. Yeah.
And you can get the 2032s at Dollar Tree if you need it.
True.
Okay, you want the same thing in this?
Oh, sure, why not?
Consistency.
Yeah, I'm a guy.
Yeah, this one boots right up.
I'm a creature of habit. You're using the Ventoy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a quick announcement?
Yeah.
I turned off Mary's mic. Mary's birthday today, so sometime at the end of the meeting, we'll let the singer happy birthday.
Okay.
You still there, Mary?
Yep.
Anybody else want to do an install? Did you want to reinstall in yours?
It would be wiser because I was planning on doing a media box at the house, which would be set with different users.
Yeah.
And I recall at the house when we had the shared drives and...
Mm-hmm.
Which media box?
What
media is running?
I haven't started one yet. I said I'm going to.
Well, I was just curious what you decided or picked.
I don't know. I have to figure that out.
I'm a big fan of NB personally, but
instead of a media, how about a large?
Okay.
It's amazing what you find in your pockets.
Lots of
lineman
shares.
Yeah, I've had pockets like that.
I can't just plug Windows users.
You want that?
And so I had to get myself off of my Linux boxes and only use Windows so I would know the frustration that my people were dealing with. Because I was like,
Why are you doing that?
You can use it. Yeah, keep it. Keep it out of the land.
That's okay. The first.
Apparently, I left my data
at work. Windows Vista and CPM. You bunch.
But I have a few knives on me.
I don't have any. Personal data.
Control program microprocessor, the predecessor to DOS.
I'm sorry, I worked on CPM, the 380K, and the operating system, plus the assembler.
You still there, Mary?
Yes, I am.
It's tricky to work.
If I bought this, if I bought the CMOS battery at Micro Center, how much would it cost? You
know? I don't know.
They probably don't have it.
Okay.
Oh, they, no, if they you don't. Just get the battery, yeah, you can get that anywhere. Walgreens, Walmart, Micro Center.
You said you have to.
It's a 2032.
Peel things off on
the one that's on here. You peel off the weld-on tabs. They come off pretty easily.
Okay.
And then,
that's a standard. I was going to buy the whole.
Yeah. Well,
for plug and play. Yeah.
They're $7
on eBay.
Yeah.
They're $7.
Yeah. You know, I'd do that. I'd rather do that than mess a pin up.
Yeah.
If you're in a situation where you need it today, what Steve's suggestion works fine.
Yeah.
I said they're like a dollar. And then
if you want, Mike, give me a call.
Okay.
And.
This is interesting. It doesn't give the option for encrypting the whole drive in the normal install anymore. Okay. Used to be.
Where you, yeah. you it says encrypt the whole, it said you want to encrypt the whole.
Yeah, it was just a checkbox.
Yeah, on the other machine.
Huh, which I prefer. Maybe
the whole drive.
Maybe that's what I've done on mine.
Petition on you?
The last install I did on mine was you could encrypt the whole drive.
Well, you can on this, but it's not in the default options. It used to be while you were going through, it was a checkbox on the install to this drive.
Yeah, I thought that's what I did because I put on Linux Mint 20 not that long ago on a Dell. A newer Dell, but on a Dell.
Was it one that was already encrypted?
No,
it was brand new. It was an SSD.
It says an SSD now.
Yeah. Well, some SSDs don't support encryption, so by default, they might just.
They all support software encryption.
Well,
you don't have a choice in it.
Yeah.
It says encrypt my home folder, so that's what I'm going to do.
Some it's hard on them, so maybe they're making your hardware. They don't want to decide what hardware is capable of or not, and then leaving it up to you to do it after you get your installation done.
Yeah, but that's home folder. That's not.
It's not the drive. It's saying I encrypted the home folder. Just I click that.
I don't know. Mine, the whole drive is encrypted. I don't remember how I did that.
Yeah. Well, that's. I remember reading an article or something about SSDs and certain models don't play well with encryption.
Mm-hmm.
So they might have gotten away from. They just detect, say, oh, it's an SSD. You take care of that yourself.
Okay.
Because it like voids their warranty.
I don't know. I like having that sort of stuff in software. Software RAID, software encryption.
You get a bootloader.
I am terrified of Microsoft's BitLocker.
Yeah.
If Windows can boot and ask me for a network login, that drive is not encrypted. I don't care what they say.
So, funny thing about how BitLocker encrypts a hard drive, the security code is saved in plain text.
I think Jim's
got. Of course, it is.
Jim's got his hand up.
Yeah, Jim, what's up? Sorry.
I'm going to unmute my Jim.
Yeah, Jim, you're muted.
You're muted, Jim.
We see you. We see you talking.
I know. I have people coming to the house, so I have to leave fairly soon. I'm wondering what the minimum size flash drive you need in order to download a complete files on Ventoy. 64, 128.
Whatever size your ISOs are, add another, I'll say 5 megabytes. I don't even think that the partition that Ventoy is installed in is that big.
Okay.
It's not enough to worry about. I mean, 128 gig thumb drives are $12 at Microsoft.
I know.
It's crazy.
I just don't happen to have an empty one right now. So.
But yeah, it's a very cool little distribution thing. So Ventoy.net, download the package, and it's a pretty straight install.
Okay.
Ventoy 2 disk, dash I to install, dash S to use the TPM chip and UFI and all of that good stuff. And then slash dev slash SDB or SDC or whatever. That's all in the README.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I think I'm going to take off now because I got people coming to the house. So okay. I'll see you in November.
November is going to be online only.
I understand that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Everybody have a good day.
You too.
See you Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I have one silly issue with this Mint install. I don't know if it's me. It won't let me turn the damn thing off.
Yeah.
Logout does not work.
Is it still?
I did shutdown, and shutdown does not.
What, you broke it?
It's okay. Oh, that's not a good place to be.
Yeah. Dave's smiling. He keeps smiling.
That's Dave's picture.
Dave always smiling.
Yeah.
He's up to
but something. When I go to exit, we go down here and go to quit. It does not quit.
Anyway, I got to go because my wife's out back.
Okay, good talking. I'll call you.
Yeah, call me. If you can bring it over, I'll put it in.
So shutdown doesn't.
But go to shutdown and see what happens.
Okay.
I just did it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, on interesting.
And I've tried going up here to quit up here.
Go ahead and log in.
Ah!
Whoa.
Sorry.
That didn't work right, Craig, did it?
No, it didn't. Sorry about that. I'm named after a famous software package.
Yeah. Nice
to see you. When I go up here to after I tried to quit.
Good seeing you, Mike.
Email means
get a better offer. That happened to me the other day.
Yeah, I cannot shut it down. I just
wouldn't shut down, and I got the point screen of death.
There's a.
I don't know if it sets off the alarm.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
A wet flaw?
I've seen that flaw. They don't know what they introduced it back in a patch somewhere.
Yeah. Shutdown dash H works.
Yeah. But the shutdown buttons don't work anymore.
Yeah, when you do quit, it does not.
Try the power button to see if that does. And I'll.
No, he'd never done a Mac.
It's a 5510. I'll see what I can find out.
The same thing happened to me.
Well, I just installed it the other day at work. I brought my machine to work, and on my coffee break, I put in hardware, and then I started putting in software. I've got a huge office to myself. I've got 4 desks. It's like, okay, I'll set it up on the other desk. I'll watch it across the room and occasionally get up and hit a button and go, okay. You mean that's not how you do that? If I plugged it in at my desk, my monitor would go out. I can't have one more thing plugged in.
You can plug in another outlet strip.
Well, yeah, I've got one coming from another desk.
Plug in an outlet strip, you get 5 more outlets.
I know. I've got a few outlet strips plugged into the outlet strip. Ooh. Plugged into the outlet strip.
But then we're getting ready to
sun. It all goes off.
Yeah, we actually have
only one thing goes off. Only my monitor.
My Dave, good father.
He's hey, Dave. Back.
He's live.
Okay. Go ahead. And
thank you, sir.
In. Let's see if yours will shut down properly.
Let's do it.
Mine went shut down, there, and I got the white screen of death.
I'm not sure what the white screen of death is.
Well, it was all bright white.
Yeah, but that's not
going
to last.
That's something to do with
hibernation. We were bought out in February by a big bureaucratic company
no.
that wanted us for what we do.
And that's a thing. I tend to make huge swap files, much bigger than RAM, so that I can do hibernation and still have crap in swap.
I'm trapped. I pressed the shutdown button.
Maybe 2 or 3 a year. August 30th, just from what we did, August
30th. Shut down.
Dozens.
Yeah. Get a few patches on.
And, I mean, if I've got a couple.
Yeah. I don't know.
It shut down.
I'm looking something up real quick. Pardon me.
It's okay. I want to shut it fired up again.
You're saying, hey, due to the holiday, you know, y'all are going to be off. Well,
boy, so man, that's a lot so faster. Steve, that was right. A heck of a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
Like yeah. 10 times faster.
That's an SSD, no seek time.
That's dramatically faster. I would be like,
but now they're like, oh, let's just take it whenever we don't like it.
Man. That is dramatic.
I've had so many if people I show up and they're going, wait, Monday. I get my food on Thursday now. What are you doing here on Monday?
They don't want to pay if I grab it another day and they're just randomly sprinkling things in.
Oh, yeah.
And the one good thing about Klossman was no meetings.
No, the one box well, I was running was doing that for a little bit.
That's gone to hell. Luckily, I'm in a position I don't have to worry about it. But there are people who spend hours a day in meetings, and then when people fly up from the mothership and come here, if they take over a conference room and have meetings with each other, it's like, why did y'all even fly up here? You just lock yourselves in one of our meeting rooms and have a meeting. What's the point?
Wow.
Down to almost no one in the office.
Works like a charm.
We don't even have a receptionist here. Which is fine.
Is it shut down?
Because we don't get phone calls now. Our phone calls
shuts down. And, man, that's a lot faster than it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, SSDs are good. No, that's my power supply.
Okay.
There's yours.
Okay. It was interchangeable.
So yes, they are. That's one of the great things about Dell's.
Yeah.
Up until they went to their current anti-dock.
Up, there's so many models. It's the same power supply.
Yep. Yeah, they're anything over 80 will work on just about everything. I have one that I've threatened to use with one of our attorneys because she keeps forgetting hers. And so she's got like 6 power supplies now. I have one from like an SX260, one of the little ones that stick on the back of the monitor, and the power supply is literally this big. I mean, it's gargantuan. But it's also 10 amps or something. It's huge. And I if she asks for another power supply, this is the only one I got left.
One operating five
Well, not a docking station. The SX series were little desktop machines, but they had a whole bunch of them that would bolt to the back of the standard Dell monitor mount. And it had a little plastic cover over the cables and stuff. They were really pretty neat. Yeah. It predates the 7020s and the 70 somethings by 6-7 years. It was pretty close to the Optiplex 680s. Yeah, but it was still it was the same connector. It was 19.1 volts. Just
really?
I don't see how they get that much current on these things, but oh well.
I said, a couple bricks that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
For the
100 miles away, I'm in Columbus. Business is yeah. Hampton. Florida doesn't know how to send
engineering.
Can I talk?
Florida, you know, the precision.
You really? Yeah.
You just take a big brick if you had a doctor.
Mary, you there?
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a half the height for carrying with them, right. You know. Yeah, it was still weighed like 10 pounds.
If you go and do it now.
Ready to go.
Ready. Okay.
Power interruption.
You
have
to phone. You ready to sing happy birthday?
Sure.
Because she had our phone number. She just sent out a text. You guys need to contact me. Use this number for now.
Mary, you there?
The main office number's down.
Yep. One. Still here.
So that's
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mary. Happy birthday to you.
You heard that?
I heard that, all right.
What do you mean? You just told them thanks. I got you on the speakerphone.
You're welcome.
I would have sang, except you wouldn't be, it wouldn't be in sync with everyone else.
I'm going to hang up on you. Goodbye.
I don't know where he got it, but Parker gave me this little tin, Adagio tea. It is absolutely perfect for these thumb drives.
It's like a custom made.
What brand of tea was that?
Perfect height.
Adagio? I don't know, that's the only writing on the whole thing, and that really does perfect. Not show up. But yeah, you can get
perfect size.
You can get 11 thumb drives in there, and they even fit underneath the rolled edge.
So yeah,
11 is a strange number.
Yes, it is.
Not 12.
Well, that's because they probably put in 10 and the new space for error.
That's probably for the machine for the starting weight.
So it rattles. Mm-hmm. Let you know there's stuff in it.
Yeah, it shut down fine. I started up again and then it shut down perfectly.
That's when the officer pulls you over and he shakes the tinny.
Oh, one time when I worked in a bowling alley many, many, many years ago, a second job was reloading crane machines and doing service on them. And off of a Snap-on truck, I bought a dented Snap-on Electroset case. It was just this aluminum briefcase. It had a big dent in one corner. I'm like, I can hammer that out. It was really cheap. I mean, it was a $400 case, and I got it for like $30. And I hammered it out at work and repaired the crane up front and pulled a couple of bears out of it that were too big to be lifted out by the crane. And then I proceed to walk home with my aluminum case at 2 o'clock in the morning or so. And the cops did not think that I'd be walking along with a bear in a briefcase. So they stopped me and said, what's in the case? I'm like, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. So open up the case. And I wanted to, I mean, I really seriously considered, do you have a warrant? You have a right to search me, but yeah, screw it. So, okay. So I set it up on the back of his car and scratched his car at the same time.
Oh.
Oopsies. And open this thing up. And he sees this bright fluorescent orange teddy bear in there. And he looks at me and he says, you're right. I wouldn't have believed it. Get out of here. No, honestly, at that point, I would have gone all in. I would have at least picked up the bear and felt it to see if it felt smell right.
Full of,
yeah.
Bag full of
but nope, he just go ahead.
We've seen this.
Wait, you didn't mind jump to something, you know?
Well, and now I know why all the kids have been pulled over walking before. All of our kids have been pulled over walking.
Have you seen that? Serious to catch a smuggler.
Mm-mm. Is that about the submarines and stuff?
No, no.
Oh.
Well, a lot of it's it takes place at airports. And you wouldn't believe the stuff that is smuggled into this country.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Anything and everything.
Turtle shells, for example. Some of those turtles are endangered species, but there's a big market for turtle shells.
I believe that.
Not for me, but somebody.
Okay, folks, it is that time. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you being here.
Appreciate you helping.
We'll do the meeting next month. I'll update the web page. Any questions?
Has anybody had trouble logging on to Fifth Third Bank?
I don't use them. Okay, thank you much.
Thanks, Steve. It's been awesome.
My pleasure. Good night. Steve.